The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Emerging technologies are transforming the healthcare industry as we know it. Investors, say hello to HTEC, a portfolio dedicated to capturing the significant growth potential of healthcare innovation. Learn more at roboglobal.com/HTEC.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. That was the new ciabatta collection by Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life. And I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Omi Welland, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Tuned in to Studio D.
Hello, and welcome to what will be a very special episode of the Studio D podcast. My name is Ryan, and Van Phantom, of course, is working on his new studio album, so this is actually going to be an anniversary episode of the show. With my daughter's one-year birthday coming up, so a very big moment. There's a lot going on in the house, and there's a lot of preparation, and we need to take a little time to do that. So I'm actually going to be re-releasing an episode right now, which was our Truth About Disney episode. So you will hear me talk about my wife being pregnant and all these other things, which is no longer the case. And please understand, this is really just kind of a... It's new to you, especially if you're listening on Spreaker and iHeartRadio. This is an episode that was not aired originally on those formats. So it is new, but you might hear some references that might seem out of date, especially if you are a long-time listener. So this is our very special Truth Behind Disney episode, where we delve into some of the dark things that most people don't know about Disney, be it the park or the films or whatever else. So, without further ado, my name is Ryan, and Van Phantom, I'm sure, wishes he could be here today, but he will be back as soon as his album is ready to be heard. So, without further ado, here is the Truth Behind Disney episode of the Studio D podcast.
You're tuned in to Studio D.
And welcome to the first time we're doing kind of like First time we're kind of doing like our own little episode solely, you know, devoted to one thing.
One thing.
I know. We'll see if it works out.
We'll see.
But welcome to Studio D. My name is Ravenous.
And I am Van Phantom.
And what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Disney. Disney.
So excited. I went to Disney on my honeymoon, as you know.
And how'd that work out for you?
Well, you know, it was fun. We kind of, you know, I'll be 100% honest. We went for Universal, but Disney was there, right?
You have to go to Disney.
Kind of. And, you know, with a baby on the way, I figured I'd talk about something near and dear to children's hearts, as my heart as a child, which was Disney.
Disney.
But we will also get into the darker side of Disney, so be prepared for that, everybody. That laugh was to prepare you for that. When you hear that laugh,
when it sounds like this,
that's going to be the dark side coming in.
So. I don't think they're ready for that, though.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I'm ready. You ready to start this?
Yes.
All right. First up, I'm going to talk, something a little bit lighthearted. I want to tell everybody where they can find the hidden characters inside the films.
Right, and a lot of people don't know that.
No. The first one I want to bring up is actually Cinderella, which I'm sure everyone has seen.
Classic.
Yeah, it's one of my wife's favorites, actually. So in the scene where the bubbles float by, when they sing the Sweet Nightingale song, you can actually see the mouse ears form from the bubbles very, very clearly.
And it looks like Mickey.
Right. So that is something I want you to look up.
Yes, I'm going to dig into my...
Who was your favorite character in Cinderella?
Oh, man. I think I liked the mom, the stepmom.
Oh, wow.
I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was just fucked up how she was trying to shit on Cinderella. I don't know. Like the
Rosafi! I like the cat.
Yes.
But it's only because of the fear he instilled in the mice.
Now, who did you like in Cinderella?
I like the cat.
Oh, I thought it was Prince Charming.
No. But I like the mice. I'm not going to
lie. Yes.
Yeah. That was my favorite, though. Belle. Everybody knows who Belle is, right? From Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, which is another classic.
Now, if you watch The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Belle is clearly walking down the streets.
Walking?
Yes.
Not running, not jogging, walking.
Very clear. So make sure to check that out. It's in, it's in the main opening scene with the streets of Notre Dame. So
people didn't know.
She's reading a book, coincidentally, while walking.
I'll have to check that one out, too.
Please do. Another kind of Beauty and the Beast thing to look out for.
Beauty and the Beast.
If you're watching the movie Tarzan, which I've never seen.
The animated one or the real
one? Yeah, the animated
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Rosie O'Donnell?
No, I don't like Rosie O'Donnell.
Typecast it as a stupid
ape.
So anyway, in the trash, the camp scene, where they're at the camp of the dude, he has a tea set there, and it's actually Mrs. Potts and Chip.
Wow.
From Beauty and the Beast, without their faces, obviously. But it is the exact same tea set.
That's great.
They're faceless, of course, because that would just be weird.
And for years, Disney's done this. They always put some hidden, picture or something in their films.
And lastly, another one I want to bring up is also Beauty and the Beast.
Another Beauty and the
Beast. If I had to put it into hierarchy, Beauty and the Beast is pretty high up there.
It is up there.
It really is. But anyway, so when the Beast is like making all those animals appear, the Tower of Animals.
Yes.
Beast is actually sticking very clearly out the top of the pyramid on the side. And it's his whole head.
You wouldn't even think that.
Isn't that wild?
Unless you really are paying attention.
Yeah, so it's like when the Sultan's making the little Tower of Animals, that's where you can see.
Great, man.
Beast is one of the animals.
That's good.
Well, that was lighthearted.
That was lighthearted.
I didn't want to get too crazy.
Well, you know, a lot of people do love those movies, and they always wanted to know where the hidden things are in the movies because they've heard about them for years, but they just maybe didn't know where to
go. Well, now you know. So make sure to check out when the Sultan is stacking up the animals. You can see Beast at the Tower of the Animals.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
I pushed the elephant button on that.
It doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about something that people didn't even know about from Disney.
Oh, you know, like an unknown movie that they might
have. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shit they ain't never really dropped, though.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, one you're talking about, I think it was shown in schools.
Yeah, I think it was.
What is the title of this?
It's called The Story of Menstruation.
How beautiful.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't know about it. It was an animated film produced by Disney. Now, get this. In 1946, this is when Walt Disney was in his heyday.
Yeah.
Getting crunked. Coming in and making rough sketches of Mickey Mouse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is Walt.
Yeah.
So I guess he made, an animated film called The Story of Menstruation.
What?
It was used in a health class across America to teach young women about menstruation.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's a great, you know, that's what Walt Disney was thinking about.
And it's animated.
It's an animated period movie.
Not period as in time.
No, period. No, not that period. The one that every woman gets. But anyways, like I said, it was used in health classes across America to teach young women about menstruation, babies, and motherhood. I guess this wonderful film was received the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, that was something that Walt Disney had in the cut. You know, if he was, you know, I know we might have some older listeners, but I don't know if they, maybe they watched it back
then. Yeah, the Story of Menstruation.
Yes.
So. It's time.
It's time for that side.
All right. So, let's get into the dark side here.
The dark side.
Not the dark side that's copywritten by Disney because they bought Star Wars.
We're talking about the twisted shit that you wouldn't even know about.
Or maybe even the, kind of like the myth of
maybe
it.
Maybe the myth, I mean? the...
So, let's get into Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Now, we've all seen Aladdin. Right.
I've seen Aladdin, yes.
And you're a big fan of Aladdin, right?
I did like Aladdin a lot. I mean, I thought it was a really good movie. I liked Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was killer in it.
Yes. I mean, I thought his humor was great. Overall, I thought it was a really, really good movie.
All right. So now we all know about the rumor or whatever where Aladdin tells people to take off their clothes. Were you aware of that?
I never knew that.
So, there's a point where he's with, like, the tiger comes up. What's the name of the tiger?
In Aladdin?
Yeah, her tiger. I feel bad.
Oh, I don't know, man. It was...
Well, whatever the tiger's name is.
Yes.
He actually says, come on, good kitty, take off and go. But it's not very clear. Remember the guy who did the voice was a guy from Full House?
Remember? Who was that?
It was DJ's boyfriend in Full House.
I never knew that.
Who she marries near the end.
Oh, my God.
In Disney World.
Another Full House reference.
I love some Full House. Yes. But anyway, so that is actually, that's a myth. He does not say, teenagers, take off your clothes. Or take off the clothes. Yeah. Teenagers, take off your clothes. He says, come on, good kitty, take off and go.
Right. And why would Aladdin want to do that when he just got a genie? Like, why would he want you to take your clothes off, motherfucker? He could wish for that shit if he really wanted to do it.
Yeah, when it was released on video, that was a huge rumor. Like, I even heard it.
I never heard that movie.
In 93, like, when I was a kid.
When it came out, you were like, no!
Take off your clothes, oh my God!
What's wrong with Aladdin?
And then, you know, it was replayed over and over, millions of homes across the country. But it was never...
Now, what did Walt Disney III do? Because, you know, he runs this shit, or is it the fourth?
I don't know. He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't. He's getting Disney dollars, and as you say, Disney money, or...
Disney dollars is what I say.
Yeah, Disney dollars.
All right, let's talk more sex. The Lion King.
Uh-oh, there it is.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there was a huge controversy that when Dusk goes off of the cliff, it's later in the movie, that the Dust actually spells out sex. Mm-mm. And I have a screenshot. Okay, so there it is right there. Now look at that.
Let me see
anything there, right?
No, I don't see anything right
there. Okay, but this is when it's outlined.
Let me see it. That's proof right there, folks!
I mean, sex is very clearly shown in the scene.
Well, you gotta look at it like this. Lions fuck a lot. So maybe that was their little, you know, Discovery Channel subliminal message to little kids. Like, look, if you're a lion, you're gonna be fucking.
That actually got to a point where an anti-abortion group was boycotting the film and forcing it to be removed from video store shelves. Now, this is back when video stores were big.
Yeah, when there was Red Giraffes and...
Red Giraffe! Wow.
Well, first of all, they could never ban The Lion King. It was such a great movie, and everybody was jocking the Elton John song. So you know that right there is you're not going to stop it.
Yeah, the music.
If Elton John is on the damn soundtrack, you're not stopping the shit. You can't.
You can.
So, wow. You know what? I didn't even know that. And Lion King is one of my favorites.
Next on the list, more sex. Never gets old.
Disney is perverted.
Turns out The Rescuers. Did you see that? 1977 yes. Feature film.
Yeah, that was with the mice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I remember that.
So when they're waiting in the airport, like when they're getting ready to get on the Albatross, which was a great scene, by the way, in the background, because they kind of used... they kind of use still images for the background, so they just have to sell over the animation. There is a window in the background.
Okay.
They're inside the tuna can. And in that window is very clearly a topless woman.
Uh-oh.
Nipples and all.
Nipples.
Nipples galore. So it is very clear.
I got to go home and watch that. I want to see them. I want to see them Disney nipples. Damn.
It looks like, I mean, I'm assuming they would get rid of it when they had the Blu-ray release.
But they have to keep it in there. I mean, that's what everybody watches it for.
The nipples?
Has to be.
All right.
I mean, I know I would.
Well, now let's talk about probably...
Let's talk about another, you know,
one
movie.
One more sex.
Oh, let us keep going with sex.
One more. This is the big one. This is the one that, like, I knew about. The only one, out of all the ones we talked about that I've known about. All right?
I might have known.
Little Mermaid.
Uh-oh.
The penis that is located in the... it was on the cover. There was a penis put inside the castle. It was only in promotional posters, mainly. But there's, like, a big gold penis.
No. No.
Well, let me show you the penis.
What?
Right there.
No. No. Why would they do that?
Is it clear to you? Yeah.
That's just nasty.
So Little Mermaid
was a
hidden penis in their promotional posters when they show the castle.
They should have called the movie The Golden Penis. I mean, I can't even believe they would even draw that in there.
Yeah.
All right, that's ridiculous.
Also, uh-oh. Little Mermaid.
Uh-oh, more Little Mermaid.
So it looks like when they're getting married, like when it's him and Ursula, like skinny Ursula, getting married, the bishop who is doing the wedding apparently has... how do I say this? An erection.
No.
Yeah.
No, he can't.
Here, let me show you.
No way.
You see that?
That's crazy.
That's pretty fucked up. So make sure to rewatch all of these scenes that we talked about.
So you can see all the sexual shit, nipples, if you want to see, if you're into gold penises, if you're into erections from animated... characters. Now you know where to see them.
Yeah. All right. Now let's switch topics yet again. I don't know why I pushed the machine gun.
Maybe because we're talking about another Disney film.
Okay.
That's...
What topic, though?
Well, this is one that wasn't ever released. This is maybe you never knew about this.
Okay.
But, I mean, it kind of goes into with, you know, a lot of people over the years have complained that Disney has been racist. You know, that Walt Disney was racist. And that's what you hear every time throughout Disney World and Disneyland.
Yeah.
Is that chant. My. If you listen real closely, listen, like, get up to the speaker. Listen real close. That's what you'll hear because they were saying that Disney was racist. Now, there was a film that came out. Once again, 1946. This must have dropped right after the story of menstruation. It had to. But it was called The Song of the South.
The Song of the South.
Song of the South. Yeehaw. There it is. And, you know, it was never released on video in the United States. Now, why would it not be?
Oh, come on!
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
But it probably is because it portrays slavery as being pleasant. Get on up, boy. You know what you got to do out there.
You got to speak up.
So, the main dude that was the star of the movie.
Who was that?
That's what he was in his soul, but his real other name was James Basket. Now, he couldn't even attend the premiere.
Oh.
Because no hotel would give him a room.
Oh, that wasn't a joke?
No, that wasn't a joke. That was the reality back there. And the only thing that they ever heard when he walked away from the hotel that night was this. So once again, that's why people think that Disney was racist, because... That, you know, he was the main, you know, African-American star of the movie. It never came out in the States. They were like, well, look, we don't want this black guy in the 40s to be a star.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, another twisted side of Disney right there.
All right. What else? Do you have anything else? I have one more.
You have one more.
I know.
Oh, no. I mean, wait a minute. I do have another one.
Okay.
And it was about Aladdin.
Okay. Is it the same thing, though, that I talked about?
Or
is it
no, it's certain? About the racial.
Oh, so we're talking racist.
It's more racial shit.
All right.
But like I told you, people are upset that they always see, you know, white characters in Disney movies. Now, I don't care. As long as it's a good movie, I don't care if it's, you know what I'm saying, black, white, Chinese, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, they've been accused of being racist when they portrayed their characters. That's just what it is. And even for the lyrics in the songs.
Okay, so this is about Aladdin.
Well, in Aladdin, the opening song was Arabian Nights.
Oh, and that was sung by...
that's who sung it.
Sorry.
He had to sing.
I couldn't help myself.
He's the
but
man.
Yeah, Robin Williams, right?
Well, whoever sung it, which it was Leroy Jenkins.
I'm sorry.
The original lyrics were where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. This line was changed to where it's flat and immense and the heat is intense. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
Oh.
So they changed it because of them cutting off people's ear, you know, the eye for the eye. And
yeah, yeah. Because, so they, you know, they were going to cut his hand off.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing of them, you know, being racist towards their culture or whatever. But that's just what it is. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if you listen closely, out in those deserts, If you just turn off all the lights and you just listen real close, you'll hear this.
Alright. So, last bit. This is it. I feel like this has gone too quick.
Well, it hasn't, because we still didn't go to the main part of this show, was which Disney movies did you like and what's your favorite ones, and which ones did you think that got too much, you know, they hyped them up and, you know, they made them a big deal when you didn't really think it was, you know, a classic Disney one. Like, I mean, I know you said Beauty and the Beast, you liked that one.
Yeah, but it's not my favorite.
What is your favorite?
It's hard. No, it's embarrassing.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It really is.
What is it?
Because it's not like I can
relate to
this character.
It better not be Pinocchio.
It's not like I can... There's nothing about this character that I have anything in common with.
Peter Pan?
nor do I idolize this character. But it is by far my favorite soundtrack.
Uh-oh.
My favorite everything, Disney-wise.
Well, wait a minute. What is it?
Little Mermaid.
No!
Isn't that awful?
After we just talked about the golden penis, you can't like that one.
What they do with the coaster?
You can't like Little Mermaid. Sorry. The soundtrack was hard, though. It was.
It really was.
But no.
What's yours?
Fox and the Hound. Fox and the Hound is probably my favorite one. It's just because they were two totally different animals, and they bonded, and they was on some, like, tight shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they was boys. You didn't like Fox and the Hound, though, did you? You thought he should have shot him.
Music was good.
The Fox and the Hound is the shit, dog. But then I got mad at Disney when they came out with Fox and the Hound 2 and all that shit.
Like, Did you see it?
No, I can't watch them.
Fox and the Hound 2 wasn't that bad. I like Fox and the Hound. You're right. It's very emotional.
That's my favorite one.
Because I even like Milo and Otis, if I had to pick one of my favorite live action.
Now, was Who Framed Roger Rabbit Disney?
Actually, okay. let me do this, just because I guess I kind of picked more of a mainstream movie, but The Great Mouse Detective was probably
That was good. What about The Aristocrats?
No.
You didn't like that?
Rescuers Down Under I liked.
That was good.
What other movies?
What about Lady and the Tramp?
No, never been.
You didn't like that? 101 Dalmatians.
Oh yeah, that was one of the first
movies. That was the shit. Right,
that was one of the first movies I ever saw in the theater.
You had the same car as?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were saying you had the same car.
No,
as...
No.
What's her name?
When we got out of the movie theater, we couldn't find our car for like 2 hours.
Oh,
it was pretty crazy. We were just walking around like, "Where's the car?" You know. It didn't really work out.
And then you know who showed up. Somebody stole your shit, motherfucker. What was that, in the 80s? That dropped in the 80s.
87, 88, something like that. But I would have to say, just because the movie was cool, The Great Mouse Detective. But like,
that's your
soundtrack.
That's your favorite one.
Probably. Soundtrack, Little Mermaid.
What about Five Will Goes West?
Oh, shit. Was it Disney?
Or American Tale. I thought that was Disney.
American Tale is Fievel.
Yeah, I know, but I thought there was another one after.
There is Fievel Goes West.
Yeah. American Tale was good,
though. Yeah. It was emotional. Because, I mean, it really took a look at, like, society. Like, it took, you know, society.
And then that's when that song came out there.
Which one?
That's Somewhere Out There. Then everybody was
tearing up.
It blew up. You heard that shit on every radio station.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there.
All right. What else? What about recent movies? My God.
What?
The Great and Powerful Oz.
Wait a minute. You talk about that garbage? You talk about that whack garbage juice? No, it wasn't winning. Yeah,
that
no,
was Charlie but, Sheen.
That was not winning.
You know, I'll be honest. Phantom and I
had a private screening of it.
Right.
When it first came out.
We could not finish the damn thing.
I couldn't. I was mad. I'm still mad. I'm still mad about it.
Well, I mean, it's not. It wasn't targeted at us, you know?
Yeah, it was targeted about, you know, for the kids and everything. But I just didn't. I thought there was unnecessary. I thought it was unnecessary dialogue.
Oh, my God.
And it was.
But see, like, anything with these 3D movies now, there's a lot of unnecessary.
Yeah, because he was already like, oh, I'm about to fall off the cliff.
And, like, the casting was weird.
Horrible.
I don't know.
I mean, I just can't see Harry Osborn as.
And he didn't play. He played Harry Osborn still.
He was Harry Osborn.
He didn't. I know, but he didn't change. He didn't become Oz.
They should have called it the Great and Powerful Harry Osborn. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that was ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Good. And, you know, and every time I think about the movie, I mean, honestly, what I want to do is this. I just, in my pants, in my pants.
That was about as good as it got.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't get it. I didn't, you know, maybe I need to rewatch it again.
No, I don't think I can. But they made some money.
Yeah, they made some money, but, you know.
And, like, what's the pothead dude that played Oz? What's his name?
Oh, Mr. Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, James Franco.
Yeah, he's. You told me that he's living large now.
He's doing it real big. I mean, you got to think about it. He thinks he's. He really thinks he's Oz.
Like when Will Smith was done with Ali.
Yeah.
He was walking around like, I'm the greatest actor in the world.
Right, yeah. Like,
he's become the great.
So this is what we think of the Oz cast. That's what needs to happen to him. Yes.
Yeah, not very good.
I didn't enjoy it. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, the effects look good. I mean, it just kind of was, you know, and like you did point out to all the viewers and the listeners that they did do it like the classic one where they.
No, they did a lot of, but see, that's Sam Raimi. That was, you know, he was.
Now, are you a fan of his?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, so. But I just thought it was slow and it was dry and I didn't really, you know, the humor wasn't good and.
Yeah.
It was cheesy, though.
It was for kids.
Yeah, but it was just still cheesy.
Yeah, definitely not our cup of tea.
Made me want to watch the original one.
Yeah, it did, actually. It did. I did, that's one thing I got out of it. I wanted to watch the original.
Exactly.
But not a very good job.
Mm-mm.
Not a very good job.
No. No.
Well, let's end on one more Dark Side. So we are going to talk about the cast of Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, Winnie the Pooh.
I watched the hell out of Winnie the Pooh, too, though. Winnie the Pooh.
Hey.
Winnie the Pooh.
Hey.
Willy nilly, silly old bear.
That's what it was. I never knew the line. I just always did like, did.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, I'm glad you knew that. Now I can sleep at night.
Oh, yeah?
I can. That's great.
All right, so I'm going to psychologically dissect the cast of Winnie the Pooh.
Great.
Who do you want me to start with?
Let's start with good old Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh suffered from a severe eating disorder and had a lot of issues with addiction.
So he was getting fucked up off that honey then, wasn't he?
Yeah. Next, pick somebody else.
Let's go with, Piglet.
Piglet has social anxiety disorder.
I knew there was something wrong with that motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
He, you know, he couldn't, as a public speaker, he would not make it.
He couldn't make it. He wouldn't even show up.
Yeah. He was quite, the sad little sap. But again,
he loved Winnie the Pooh, though. That made him feel better when he was hanging with Winnie, though.
He did. I mean, a boy that wears all pink, I'm not sure how I can feel about this.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a little twisted, flicky.
Pick somebody else.
Let's go with Eeyore.
Eeyore. Well, that is probably the most clear out of any of them. That wouldn't have been Eeyore.
I know.
Eeyore suffers from severe depression.
Mm.
He is constantly in a suicidal state.
That's why he talks like that.
It is unclear whether or not he will take a bottle of pills throughout the night.
And die.
He is very... He's on pins and needles. Next.
Poor Eeyore. Let's go with Tigger.
Tigger has ADHD.
Mm.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. He is constantly in a excited state.
Oh yeah!
He is always wanting to do something and he wants to get it done and he wants to do it quick.
Right.
He is a nut job. Next.
Oh my goodness. And gotta go with Christopher Robinson.
That's when you want to end on Christopher?
Yeah.
Let's end on Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher Robinson. Because, I mean, he be hanging out with them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And he don't have to.
So, Christopher Robin suffers from probably the most...
I mean, is Christopher Robin or Christopher Robinson?
Robbins.
Oh, it's Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Oh, I thought his always name was Christopher Robinson. I don't know why I always thought his name was Christopher Robinson.
Really?
I always thought his name was, honestly, this whole...
Christopher Robin!
Oh, it's Christopher Robinson. Oh, I always thought his name was Christopher Robinson for some reason. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I just always thought his name, I'm just now knowing that his name is Christopher Robin.
I always thought his name was this.
that is his name.
Christopher Robin suffers from probably the most... devastating disorder.
Uh-oh.
Out of all of the ones I've mentioned.
Lack of pussy.
Christopher Robin is a little boy.
Oh, that's right. He is a boy.
Who lives at home and feels as if his animals are coming to life and he's in this world.
Yeah.
And he's obviously suffering from schizophrenia.
Yes, that's what it is. Delusions.
He is out of it. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm sorry.
He's awful.
You suck.
So.
Jackass.
That is my dissection of the cast of.
And that, you know what? And that was great, man. That was really good, man. You did break it down, though. You broke it down.
So that was our look into Disney. What did everybody think?
I think it went off really, really well.
It was fun.
I think it went off really well.
Next episode, we will probably just talk about current events. If there's not anything going on, we'll do a show like this.
Yeah.
If you have any topics you want us to discuss, please let us know on Twitter. It's at Studio Podcast.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
And then we will,
we'll holler at you.
We'll holler at you. Because that's what we do. We love our people.
We love everybody.
All right, well, I think we're done, right?
Yeah, it was a great show, man, and I love the theme.
Right.
And just what I want everybody to do real quick, you know, before we leave, because, you know, we have been, you know, being real busy. You know, I haven't seen you in another month.
I know.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't understand the success. I mean, it's hitting me all at once.
I don't know. We got thousands of people visiting the site.
But what I want everybody to do real fast before we get off the air is just... turn this up a little bit and just listen real close. And if you can, you might be able to hear.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Your friends can only handle so much fear. They have a breaking point. When adrenaline takes over, and they're not just afraid, they're petrified. Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion will push you to the limits of fear. Come select nights through October 28th for night rides, demented creatures, and terror you've never felt before.
fear is waiting for you.
Save up to $30 on tickets at kingsdominion.com.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.